This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1299. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded December 28th. Pirates on shortwave and medium wave. More about Radio Republica. Brazilians resuming shortwave, but Chimbu is off. No Persian from Iran. DRM from London. And the propagation outlook. Alan Roberts in Quebec continues to monitor the 11-meter band, although there's not been very much happening there lately as we get into the sunspot cycle trough. However, on 4 days around Xmas, he says, I've been hearing KOA Denver again on 25950 around 1700 UT. This is December 23rd, 24th, 26th, and 27th. Well, that correlates well with sporadic E openings that have been happening lately in the minor winter season, so maybe some other 25 or 26 megahertz broadcast auxiliaries will also be audible for those who go looking for them. Sean Travers says the WWV announcement about the leap second was moved from the 4th to the 16th minute every hour, so that's why it disappeared, but it is still being aired. Furthermore, it's on WWVH at 47 minutes past the hour, according to Mark Cody, ODXA. Of course, hearing the actual leap second itself is more important than hearing the announcement about it. And that, of course, will be during the very last second of 2005, 23:59:60 UT, December 31st. WWRB in Tennessee is also involved in aeronautical activities. Dave France there says the FAA and FCC have licensed a new VORTAC at the WWRB transmitter facility near Manchester. The call sign is WQEB572. And he says, as an aside, Air Transport Communications is not only installing equipment there, but will be purchasing WWRB shortwave this year. So let us hope we can expect some programming improvement. Maybe they mean 2006. Here's a pirate on the 13 megahertz band, probably from North America, monitored by Edward Kusilik in Alberta. It was called Voice of the Islands, heard December 24th, with a very long broadcast between 1625 and 2200 UT. The frequency varied from 13887.84 to 13880. Quite a bit of fading in and out. They were playing Christmas music. John Herkimer, New York, reporting to the NASA Flash Sheet, also heard it a bit earlier on 13887.9, the same day at 1541 to 1602, Voice of the Islands. And Edward Kusilik heard more about it from Jerry Coatsworth, who operates a pirate mail drop in Ontario. They'll be on the air December 31st and January 1st, 30 watts AM mode with a two-element beam towards Europe. 1710 kilohertz, now the very top end of the medium wave band, is a favorite place for pirates, especially, it seems, in Boston and New York. One heard recently is Radio Top Inter in the Boston area with a Haitian format. It's actually in Hyde Park, Massachusetts, reported as far away as Burnt River, Ontario, by Saul Chernos in the IRCA. Mauno Ritola in Finland said, could you please measure the exact frequency? I have a faint carrier on 1709.976, and Boston 1510 was booming in. This was at midnight 26 UT, December 24th. And that exact precision frequency was confirmed as the Haitian format pirate by Barry McLarnon in Ontario. And it was also heard by many other DX listeners in the Atlantic Northeast, but it's not the only one around 1710 kilohertz. Dave Hochfelder in Highland Park, New Jersey, was hearing an additional station which was identifying as WENJ. This was at 0140 UT, December 26th. This was later determined to be a Part 15 station in Edison, New Jersey, WENJ, operated by Tony DiNicola. and that was playing Christmas music as well. CHWO 740 in Toronto is celebrating its fifth anniversary on the air, that is, on its new frequency. It started actually in 1956 on a higher frequency. UT January 8th, Sunday, for 24 hours. They're having the celebration and will be offering a special QSL. Reception reports need to have at least 10 minutes of program details and the usual other things. You may send them to the QSL manager, Brian Smith, am740@rogers.com. Manuel Mendez in Spain is monitoring Mexico City stations quite late in the local morning, actually, on the 49-meter band. On Christmas Day, he heard a Radio Mil 6010 as late as 0940 UT. Furthermore, they announced that they now have a web stream via www.radiomil.com.mx. Progress report on Radio UNAM Mexico City, returning to shortwave 9600. As of December 23rd, Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla told the Conexión Digital list, "I just spoke with engineer Mejia. The antenna is finally installed, as well as the shortwave transmitter. However, there's a problem with one of the tubes in the transmitter, so they're waiting for that to be replaced. With a bit of luck, they might begin testing on the air before the end of the year." Once again, I must warn you not to assume you have XEYU if you hear Spanish on 9600. Havana, Cuba is scheduled there from midnight to 02, but I also heard them at an unscheduled time, December 22nd, at 1909 UT. They were booming in fact, but I think that was a special programming featuring the Maximum Leader. Now about that Cuban clandestine, Radio Republica, which showed up unexpectedly on three additional frequencies, not just WRMI. On December 27th, Jeff White of WRMI told me, "I haven't a clue where the other frequencies are coming from. They told me about them, but said someone is helping them out with the condition that they can't say anything about where they're broadcasting from. And honestly, that's all I know about it. They do repeat a lot of programming. They have 10 hours a day on WRMI, but actual new program production each day is somewhat less. No doubt because different people listen at different times of the day and few can listen for all 10 hours. Meanwhile, in the past week, there's been a lot more monitoring of Radio Republica and speculation about where it may be coming from. And the Cuban jamming has increased as the Dentro Cubanos have become aware of it. In addition to the Radio Havana Cuba test on one of the same frequencies, 5965. In fact, Terry Kruger noted December 22nd that not only RHC and Republica were on 5965 after midnight UT, but also the Cuban bubble jammer. So Cuba was actually jamming itself as well. Terry Kruger says there are a lot of glowing references to the Czech Republic and Václav Havel on the Radio Republica website. So could there be a connection with Radio Prague? Well, I don't think so. The signal is just too strong here for that. I listened to one of the broadcasts starting at 22 on 6135, and it appears Radio Republica is not only political but religious. They mentioned God and Jesus Christ several times and even paused for a prayer. We're still thinking some European site is likely for these. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany noted that 6135 was much weaker than outlets in the UK, which means it could be from Germany since he's too close to the site and the signal skips over him. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin noted the third frequency, 7110, from 0200, also has Cuban bubble jamming, which means the Cubans are now jamming in their own and, of course, the rest of North America's ham band. On the other hand, Kai Ludwig elsewhere in Germany says Radio Republica 6135 had a rather good signal, too good to come from within Germany on a winter night. However, still likely from somewhere in Europe, I might guess Portugal, which, of course, has connections with DTK. In Sweden, Ola Alm says, "I agree with Kai that 6135 must originate from Europe with a good and stable signal on Sunday night." However, on UT December 28th, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin says, "I was tuned to hear the 0200 switch between 5965 and 7110. It was not audible on 5965, just Cuba, and did not come up on 7110 either or any nearby frequency. Possibly due to poor propagation from Europe, but I doubt it." Some Brazilian news from the Rádio Escutas Yahoo group. Célio Mais says Rádio 8 de Setembro in Descalvado, São Paulo, plans to put on the air in January a 1-kilowatt transmitter on 2490 kilohertz. And then Westerly Petronio in Recife says Rádio Timbira in Maranhão says they will be resuming shortwave broadcasts. They're waiting for some legal approval from the state government. Strange that in Brazil the states have some say in broadcasting regulation. You may recall that they were on shortwave many years ago. The frequencies were 4975 in one of those rare 19-meter Brazilians. Keep an eye on this, 15215. Here's an exotic beacon to try for on the Mayor Tip Sheet. Dave Tomasco in Michigan says IPA on Easter Island is now being heard fairly well at 0420 UT, December 17th. The frequency is 280 kilohertz. Being a beacon, of course, it sends its call sign over in code, IPA. In the final issue of Britain's shortwave magazine for December, Ben Hogan says in his SSB Utilities column, the ICE, or ICE, flights to the U.S. Antarctic Research Program at McMurdo were monitored during October on the well-reported frequency of 9032 kilohertz. They leave Christchurch, New Zealand, and deliver personnel and supplies to McMurdo, landing on an ICE runway. And a well-respected radio professional says it's usually easier to work the Antarctic on HF than the Arctic. It's summer holiday time down under. The Media Network blog, Andy Sennett, points out from the RNZI website that New Zealand is relaying national radio programming mostly over the holidays, however, including some of its own news bulletins on the air. The normal news service resumes January 9th, with other language news bulletins added January 16th, but full RNZI programming, including Dateline Pacific, will not resume until January 23rd. BBC Monitoring quotes the national website in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, December 28th. The theft of the studio power supply kit at the beginning of December has cut Radio Chimbu completely off the airwaves. One of 19 provincial radio stations went off the air December 9th. Yes, referring both to shortwave and FM. Chimbu, or Simbu, is the one on 3355, and this is certainly not the first case we've heard of such problems at Papua New Guinea regional stations. Thanks to Wolfgang Büschel, we have more info on the New Year's Eve special from Radio Japan. It's called the 56th Red and White Year-End Song Competition Festival. Last week I mentioned some of the special relay frequencies around the world via Merlin facilities, but some of the facilities within Japan should include 9750 and 11815 starting at 10:30 UT, but they're supposed to go off the air at 14:45, a little before local midnight. Scheduled to open at 1500 from Yamata, or 9835 and 7140. In North America, best for us should be 11705 via Canada, which on UT December 31st is supposed to stay on the air in Japanese all the way from 1300 to 1730. Wavescan from Adventist World Radio is resuming January 1st. It will be on Sundays, contrary to previous speculation. Adrian Peterson sends us the full schedule. And we'll be interested to hear whether he is still actually involved in the program, which will now be produced in Singapore. Here we go. Via KSDA in Guam, Sunday at 11:30 on 11915, 1600 on 9585 and 12065, 1630 on 11980, 1730 on 9980, 2130 on 11960, and 2230 on 11855. But there'll be two transmissions as well, although still intended for Asia, via Abu Dhabi, UAE, at 1200 on 15110 and at 1530 on 9530. You're listening to World of Radio number 1299. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Much more info at our website, worldofradio.com. Todd Van Gelder in Maryland says, when are you on the World Radio Network? Yes, we really should mention the schedule on various affiliates more often. World of Radio is on WRN to North America Saturdays and Sundays at 18:30 UT. That is 11:30 a.m. Mountain Time. And Sundays also at 09:30 UT, 2:30 a.m. Mountain. Furthermore, we're aired on the other WRN services to the rest of the world Saturdays at 0900 UT. Our thanks this week for financial support via PayPal go to Wayne Bastow in Australia. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports Bangkok Meteorological Radio in Thailand on 8743 upper sideband, December 19th, between 1224 and 1247 UT. They have weather forecasts in Thai lasting 2 to 6 minutes and in English lasting 2 minutes, with about 2 minutes of an interval signal between the segments. There are several ID announcements with the schedule and frequencies. Observer Bulgaria just issued a B05 schedule in language order for Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, reminding me that they do not broadcast in Persian, strangely enough, on shortwave, neither the domestic nor any external service. So, if you hear the Persian language on shortwave, you can be sure it's not Iran. That is, if you can tell it from Dari or Tajik, which are Persian-related languages they do use. Kai Ludwig in Germany says, it's my understanding they never ran a separate external service in Persian, but just carried the first domestic program, Sarasarye, on shortwave, such as 15084. They took that off along with several foreign language broadcasts for Central and Western Europe and North America. Bogdan Kyokyu in Quebec was hearing Iran's English service at 1925 UT, a rather early hour, but possible this time of year, on 6010. You may recall a musical program called Voice of Joy we discovered last October with some weekend-only transmissions via Sackville on 9530. Now World Radio Network tells me they are back, at least during January, with a different set of broadcasts intended for U.S. troops in Iraq. It's Saturdays only from December 31st at 14 to 15 UT on 6220 via a site somewhere in the former Soviet Union. Dean Phillips of Voice of Joy says reports are welcome. voiceofjoy@comcast.net. This was also broadcast on a special date, December 26th. However, Patrick Robich in Austria via Wolfgang Büschel says 6220 was mostly blocked by the European pirate Mystery Radio. More about the DRM tests on 26 megahertz from London and vicinity. On December 19th, Mike Baraklov says, following a tip from John Sykes, I noted DRM signals on 26,000 even at 2300 UT, apparently from the WRN and Arkiva tests from Croydon, stronger than other DRM tests on 26080. More about this from David Thorpe in the BDXC. I borrowed a Maya DRM portable. A few observations. Firstly, the National Grid wireless tests on 26080 are putting a variety of stations out during the day, including BBC World Service and KISS FM. This is a 200-watt transmitter at Crystal Palace. The Arkiva ARQIVA service has commenced from the Arkiva Croydon mast using 400 watts, running two services at the same time on 26,000, BBC World Service and WRN. I've managed to decode both about 10 m away at home with a 1-meter CB antenna plugged into the Maya. It's not 100%, but coverage into London has been solid. One major drawback is that the whip antenna on the Maya does not perform very well inside a building. The December issue of Shortwave magazine had an article about DRM saying that near vertical incident skywave was being used on 26 megahertz. But I've never heard of it being used at such a high frequency. This is normally done on much lower frequencies, such as the tropical band or at least 7 megahertz with Wantok radio light. But just to be sure, I asked WRN about this, and Tim Aris says WRN is not using NVIS for 26 megahertz, but groundwave. The intention is to limit skywave as much as possible. NVIS has been appropriate for large and sparsely populated areas of the world, but 26 megahertz would be useless for NVIS. For 26 to be widely deployed and successful as a local service, primarily in places where other bands are full, SkyWave must be minimized. Some special antennas are now being designed with a screen on top to do this. Our transmission, which began on December 16th, is 1.7 kilowatt, that is RMS ERP DRM power, using a three-element vertical Yagi antenna pointing north at the Akiva mast in Croydon, south of London. Vertical here meaning vertically polarized, not aimed upwards. On December 27th, Alfred Zur of Alpha Lima International wrote me that ALI in the upcoming days will be a lot more active in AM on 15073. More information at our webpage, www.alfalima.net. During transmission, we are often with a bunch of listeners in the AM Pirates chat room via that website. For a QSL card, send a reception report and some reply fee, any currency is fine, to Alpha Lima International, P.O. Box 663-7900-AR, Hoogeveen, that's Hoogeveen, the Netherlands. If in Europe you hear a new station on 1665 kHz, it may not be a new X-band station, but instead intermodulation, a mixing product from the Tsar, reported by Michael Schnitzer, Germany, and ADX via BCDX. The transmitters on 1179 and 1422 produce a mixing product 243 kHz away on 1665. Another one might show up at 936. Jürgen Martens also points out. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain tells DX Listening Digest, in translation, I just had a phone conversation with the Spanish desk of Radio Slovakia International. They tell me that transmissions are guaranteed until March of the 55 Slovakian megacrowns needed to maintain it. The state has provided only 10. The reason why RSI is without a director general is that no political party wants to firmly support any candidate, since it's not known who will win the upcoming elections in the summer of 06. This precarious situation will remain until there is a new government, and the continuance of the shortwave transmission depends on the political stance of the various parties. Those who are governing are doing nothing now, since they don't know if they will remain in control, and the opposition cannot either without knowing if it will be ruling. Officially, this is what RSI is saying on their website about the situation, also via Jose Miguel Romero. The government approved the €260,000 subsidy for this year foreign broadcast of the Slovak National Radio. This was confirmed by the Minister of Culture, František Toth, after the cabinet meeting. The government this way approved its responsibility for supporting the foreign broadcast. František Toth later added that the law does not set what sum the government should allocate for the broadcast. According to the economic director of Slovak National Radio, Hilda Gajdosova, the cost of this year's foreign broadcast was almost a sesquimega euro. Our best wishes to Juhani Ninistu of Wiley Radio Finland, who says due to a reorganization, I am leaving Wiley at the end of December. International Broadcasting as a unit within Wiley is being merged with Wiley Radio Pele, a talk channel, mainly internet, which used to be DAB until that's demised this fall. Foreign language programming, except Russian, was axed already in 2002. You were wondering why the FM English newscast about Finland is not aired internationally. The decision to stop international distribution in 2002 was a stand-in principle, and no effort is being made to subvent it. This was a corporate policy decision. There has never since the 50s been any foreign office involvement in Finnish external radio. The newscast is on the internet as video, though, and you will see in it some familiar voices from the past. Wiley Mundo, successor to Capital FM, is not on the internet, but much of the material heard on the station is on the net from the original producers. There's no external shortwave service in foreign languages from Tunisia, but there has been on MediaWave. Now in bclnews.it, December 25th, Roberto Scaglioni in nearby Sicily says Radio Tunisia International is inactive on its historical medium wave frequency 963. However, I have just listened to it on FM 92. There was an English segment on 963 as well as Spanish, Italian, and other languages. For those who still use PMail to communicate with stations abroad, A reminder from the OPDX Ham News Bulletin via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, that U.S. postal rates go up January 8th. And concerning international rates, postcards will cost 75 cents to the rest of the world, only 55 to Canada and Mexico, while a one-ounce airmail letter will be 63 cents to Canada and Mexico and 84 cents to the rest of the world. Furthermore, international reply coupons are getting even more expensive. A Postal Service bulletin via Mike Cooper says as of January 8th, they will cost $1.85. On the Radio Scooters list, Wilby Garcia draws our attention to some funny videos involving radio, which he found thanks to video.google.com. One of them is about how to tune in an SSB signal on a Sony 7600GR. It's only 1 minute long, and a Tiny Earl has been formed to make it easily accessible. TinyEarl.com/AYGHH. And there's another short film lasting 7 minutes, The Adventure of Looking for an Interference Source. It's TinyEarl.com/AG2WY. From the NASA flash sheet, we learn that to mark the 10th anniversary of the North American Shortwave Association on the web, they're introducing a new website, www.naswa.net. Many of the features from the old one will be transferred, as well as some new ones, www.anarc.org/NASWA. Now some last-minute news, which has come in since I started recording this show. Ola Am in Sweden has been hearing some new frequencies with strong signals from China Radio International. It seems they have even more new 500-kilowatt transmitters. Wolfgang Buschel has rounded up some new registrations as of December 7th, showing many more new frequencies from the site of Beijing itself, all with 500 kilowatts, at least a few, on every band between 49 and 16 meters. We'll have the full list in DX Listening Digest 5225. Adrian Peterson of Adventist World Radio says, for those who'd like to obtain a QSL from AWR for an additional transmitter site, here's an excellent opportunity. AWR is now in the air daily from Wertachtel, Germany, 20 to 2030 UT on 7110, 250 kilowatts in Farsi to Iran. A few years ago, AWR was on occasionally from Wertachtel as a fill-in when needed instead of Jülich, but this new relay from Wertachtel is now on the air on a regular daily basis. Since Radio Republica was missing the night before, I made a point of checking it again December 28th at 2200 UT. 6135 again came on the air with Radio Republica, but it was much weaker than usual, which is another tip-off that it's probably from Europe rather than North America. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 27th, solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field quiet to minor storm levels. Active to minor storm periods possible, December 28th to 30th. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 4 on December 28th and 29th, down to 5 and 2 January 1st to 5th, another peak at 15 and 3 on January 7th, down again to 5 and 2 on January 9th to 14th. ANK indices trending downward from 100 December 29th to 80 by January 20th. With best wishes for 2006. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 1299.